The shofar is an incredibly powerful instrument. It has been there throughout our history. We first meet the shofar at the Akedah with Avraham Avinu. The Kol shofar blows at Har Sinai and will blow again for the Geula. Every single year we receive a Hisaurus, our inspiration to tshuva, through the shofar itself on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the shofar is blown down here, but its root really is up there in Shamayim, to create more good in the world, to vanquish the powers of evil. The first shofar that did that was the shofar of Matan Torah. Ha'ilech v'chazek got louder and louder and louder, but will only be finished off. The job of Matan Torah, the mission, the message, the purpose, the goal, will only come at the end of time with Mashiach. That's a shofar gadol, because it will finish the job of that which started at Matan Torah itself. But there's something more, and it's important to focus on this. This shofar will sound the sounds of freedom, like the Yovel year. This will sound the freedom for all of eternity for the Jewish people. But the sound of the shofar is something meant to be inspiring. Pasuk says, "Ayitaka shofar be'evo amlo yichradu." Will a shofar blow in a city and the people won't shake? That is what a shofar does. Pachad Hashem v'hadagaynai. It's fear of Hashem, awe of him. And therefore, even the Jews that are furthest away, even those Jews that are far, far, far away from Yiddishkeit, they will also be inspired to return when they hear that shofar. They'll daven to Hashem. They'll realize that everything ultimately comes from him. All of their resources come from Hashem. And that's the point. That's the shofar gadol that will impact all of the Jewish people, ultimately all of humanity, to make a lasting change in their lives. The Pritzadik. So the shofar is Yira. As we mentioned, how could a person hear a shofar and not be afraid, not tremble and quake? And this shofar gadol is where the yira, the fear of Hashem, gets into that part of your soul, part of your heart, where even people who are b'mitzrayim, nidachim, surrounded by impurity, like the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, even people who are in Ashur, people that become assimilated amongst all the nations of the world and don't even know they're like B'nai Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, we knew we were Jewish. At least that. In Ashur, they might not even know they're Jewish. It doesn't matter. The shofar gadol's going to bring back Jews, whether they're connected, whether they're not. Whether they know they're part of the Jewish people, or maybe they don't even know, says the Pritzadik, this shofar gadol is indeed gadol. Because it will bring them back, it will bring them home. And therefore he says in Parashat Shlach Lecha, Mashiach is a yachid, he'll do tshuva for the whole world, will make the whole world, inspire the whole world to do tshuva. It's unbelievable. That's the purpose of Mashiach, is to bring the entire world to tshuva. And therefore the shofar is the most powerful symbol of that, because the shofar is that which inspires. The shofar is that which brings us to tshuva, b'shas ha-geula.